This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
New Zealand's dispute resolution system is built on a simple idea. Most people are reasonable when they're presented with clear facts.
Settling in a new city can raise lots of questions. How does the bus service work? Can I join the local library? Where do I go to get advice on renting a home? Over the next half hour, the team from Citizens Advice Bureau bring you all the latest news and information of special interest to new migrants settling in Dunedin. Welcome to Resettling in Aotearoa with Citizens Advice Bureau.
Did you know that half of all disputes lodged with New Zealand's Dispute Tribunal never actually need a decision? Around 25% settle before the hearing, and another, you know, roughly 25% settle on the day. So the lesson really is that a well-written complaint backed by facts and evidence can be more powerful than most people realise. Kia ora, nō mai anō. Welcome back to Citizens Advice Bureau or Te Pōti Dunedin's monthly Resettling in Aotearoa show. Ko Anna Aho, I am the manager at Citizens Advice Bureau here in Dunedin. So firstly, there are some general interpersonal behaviours that can help if you're trying to resolve a dispute with someone. And so this is anyone. This is just the sort of the general interpersonal behaviours, you know, if you're just trying to resolve a dispute with someone or just chat to someone about it pretty informally. Stay cool. Resolving issues may take some time, and it's often a good idea to sleep on it before deciding whether to act and how. Listen to and understand what the other person is saying, even if you disagree. Show you have heard what they are saying. State your point of view and what you want calmly. Be specific, factual, and clear about your experience of the situation. Invite cooperative solution finding, focusing on ways to solve the problem to everyone's satisfaction. And try to see it from the other party's perspective. And always be prepared to compromise. Sometimes the solution to a problem will be different from what you expected. And it helps if you try to avoid the following behaviours: preparing an attack, labelling the other person, threatening them, arguing every point they make, being defensive and self-justifying, and denying there is a problem or minimising their concerns. However, when you are dealing with a business or agency, for example, complaining effectively in person before making a formal complaint, as we said, is important. But there's a few more things that you need to think about. So when something goes wrong, it can be hard to know how to handle it. And as we just mentioned, talking to the other person is always a good first step. Sometimes the problem might just be the result of a misunderstanding or an honest mistake that could be put right straight away. It is a good idea to act early before you forget the important stuff. And also, there may be a time limit for when you have to, for making a formal complaint that you'd have to make sure hasn't expired. So be prepared when you talk to them. And that's really about knowing your rights and collecting evidence. So you've got to make sure you know what your legal rights are in the matter that you're trying to resolve. And you've always got to find this out before you talk to them so you can complain confidently. And again, like I said, collect the evidence to back your case and have it with you so you don't have to rely on your memory. So you would write it out on it, you know, and have it all chronologically written out. For example, if you had an issue with a product that you'd bought from someone and something had gone wrong with it and you wanted a remedy, the sort of evidence to collect might include things like, obviously, the faulty product, quotes that you've received, receipts from when you purchased the item, notes of conversations or emails that you already had with the business, as well as the times and dates of when they happened. And if there are any witnesses, etc. Sometimes you might have second opinions from other suppliers, repairers, or industry experts. Or you might use consumer testing reports from, you know, places like Consumer New Zealand. You should always prepare your approach in this sort of situation. So practice what you're going to say. Consider taking along a friend for emotional support and pick someone who is calm and can keep you calm too. When you are talking to them, it is a good idea to ask to speak with the person who can resolve the issue, for example, a store manager, a business owner, or supervisor. Again, be calm and polite, because this will get you further than being emotional. Be reasonable when asking for the situation to be put right. Your request is most likely to be granted if it is fair and proportionate to the problem. If the other party tries to engage you in an argument, you can either ask to speak to their manager or supervisor instead, or leave and investigate other channels for addressing your complaint. Always be clear and stick to the facts. So focus on the problem with the product or service. Stick to the facts and keep emotions out of the discussion. Explain the problem in detail. Let them know of the evidence you have about the problem. Refer them to the relevant consumer law, and then tell them what outcome you want based on your consumer rights. So in this situation where we're talking about a consumer, a service or a product, so even if the solution was agreed to over the phone, get it in writing. Actually, that's always good advice. Always get it in writing. This will help you if you have to dispute anything or take things further. For example, if you spoke on the phone, you can send them an email straight after speaking to them that says something like, "Thank you for our recent phone conversation about da 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 da. I'm confirming that we agreed to da 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 da, and that you said that you would do whatever they agreed to and the date that they agreed to do it by. Thank you, and I look forward to hearing from you by," and then always put a date when you want to be heard back from them by. But, however, if talking to them and with that follow-up email doesn't help, you can then write a formal complaint. Most business will have a complaints process that you can follow for making a formal complaint. So how do you make a written or formal complaint? Well, if you have a complaint or a dispute with a business or organization, as we said, that you could not resolve it informally, putting your complaint in writing makes it formal and might get you a resolution. If you decide to take that next step and go after that to a dispute resolution service, you may need to have made a formal written complaint before the dispute resolution service will accept your complaint. So you can't just go from talking to them to taking it to a disputes tribunal, for instance. That middle step has to be taken. You have to do a formal written complaint, because as I said, the dispute resolution service will probably say, "Well, did you put in a formal complaint? You haven't really given them the opportunity to remedy this." So how to write your complaint? Well, a written complaint can be by letter or email, or a completed complaint form that may be, printed or online, that the whoever you're complaining against may hold. Your letter should be polite and should clearly state that you are making a complaint, what your complaint is, what you want them to do to fix it, and when you want them to have fixed it by. You should also include any relevant evidence with your letter, like copies of the receipts, invoices, or contracts. Consider using a letter or an email template. So you can follow these tips and write your own letter, or you can use a template. CABS, our website, www.cab.org.nz, has an article, "How do I make a written or formal complaint?" So if you just type that into the ask bar, it'll come up with this article, and within that article, there are links to various templates. You have to address your complaint to the appropriate person, or department or individual, like maybe in a complaints team. If you're not sure who to address it to, you could use the organization or business's general contact details and then just ask them who it should be addressed to. Always check it before you send it, like the spelling and the grammar, so that the person reading it will focus on what you are trying to say and not be distracted by misspellings or grammatical errors or typos. Always keep a record, of things such as the dates and times of any conversations you have had about the issue, the name of each person you speak to, their role or position, the outcome of each conversation, for example, any action they said they would take and when. And you should also keep any correspondence you receive from the company and copies of any correspondence you send. So now, you know, there's various different people that you might want to complain to. So for instance, say it was a government agency. First thing you should always do is ask the agency about their internal complaints procedure. If you think you've been treated unfairly by a local or central government agency, you should first try to resolve it by using that agency's internal complaints procedure. Again, focus on the main problem. Take some time to identify the issue that you want to complain about and what should be done to fix it. It's best to put your complaint in writing, especially if it's complicated or if you're dealing with a large agency. You know, you can phone them first to clarify issues or learn more about their complaints procedure, or identify the correct person to write to. Might even be possible that you could resolve your complaint over the phone. But if you decide to phone first, ask to speak to the person who deals with your type of complaint. Tell them your complaint and ask them if they can help and what they intend to do. Make a note of who you spoke to, when you spoke to them, and what was said. If you're unsure whether they understood your complaint or you're not satisfied with the response that you received, then again, you put it in writing, put your complaint in writing. Even if you are satisfied, you should confirm what was said in writing. Again, you know, with a follow-up email. Keep copies of your correspondence. If you find it difficult to put your concerns in writing, ask a friend, a relative, or, you know, you can pop in and see us and we can go through the what you might need to put in it. What to include in your complaint. Address your email or letter to the person who's responsible for dealing with your type of complaint, if there is one. If you don't know, write to the head of the agency, such as the chief executive or the chairperson. Set out your complaint as clearly and briefly as possible. Stick to the main points. Don't go into too much detail. Include your name and contact details, relevant dates, places and times, description of the problem, all those relevant information. Tell them what you want to happen. Include relevant documents and evidence and any other information you think is important. And having explained the problem, tell the agency what action you think should be taken to resolve it and explain that you are giving them a chance to fix it. Make sure that what you're asking for, again, is reasonable. If your request is realistic, like we've said, you're more likely to get what you are asking for. Ask for your complaint to be acknowledged in writing and for the agency to give you an estimate of how long it will take to deal with your complaint. If there is any urgency, let the agency know and explain why. Keep copies of all the correspondence. Again, it's always very important. And because that will again be helpful if you need to take the complaint further to an external complaints body or the ombudsman. Be persistent. If nothing happens, phone the agency to check on the progress of your complaint. If there has been no progress, write to them again. If you're unable to sort the problem out after making a reasonable effort to do so, contact the ombudsman. So how do you complain to the ombudsman? Well, it's best to make your complaint within 12 months of the incident, as it can be more difficult for the ombudsman to investigate if it's older than that. There's no charge for making a complaint to the ombudsman. And you can complain to them online or by email or writing them a letter. But again, you'll have to tell the ombudsman what your complaint is about, all the relevant details, the agency your complaint is about, what you've done to try and sort it out, and what you'd like the outcome to be. Again, you have to include all copies of all the relevant correspondence that you've had between you and the agency. And if you need some help with doing that, you can actually call them 0800 802 602. I mean, you could go to court, but, you know, that's going to cost you some money. You can apply for a judicial review in the High Court to challenge a government agency's decision. The judge will look at whether the agency or official made their decision according to the law, not at whether it was the right decision. What if you want to make a complaint to local council? They should have a complaints process. If it's about a council service, contact the relevant business unit. Might be about animal control, noise control, footpaths, council housing. Again, make an informal complaint. It might solve it. You can ring them. If you make a formal complaint, if it goes to a formal complaint, you have to say the same things that, you know, the way that you can also complain about the way they treat you, the standard of service they gave you, a decision they made, action they took or did not take. And use the same steps as we talked about. Again, you'd go to the ombudsman if you don't get anywhere. What about if you want to complain about a charity? Well, if you think a charity's behaved unethically or illegally, you can contact charity services. But they always do encourage you to contact the charity first in case it can be resolved informally. And again, you just tell them same stuff, who the charity is, description of what it's about, what you've done about it, your relationship with the charity, you know, if you're an employee or a volunteer, all your contact details and evidence to support your complaint. What about if you want to complain about your lawyer? So firstly, a lawyer acting for you must act competently and according to what you've asked them to do, act in your interests, give you clear information and advice, and provide you with information about how they charge fees and when fees have to be paid. If talking to a lawyer about your concerns does not help, you can contact the Complaint Service of the New Zealand Law Society to discuss your complaint with them. The lawyer's complaint service may be able to help you solve the problem informally. You can complain to them about a lawyer, a former lawyer, an incorporated law firm, or an employee of a lawyer or a law firm. Issues you can complain about are their conduct, poor service, unfair and reasonable fees. And you can contact them by phone, email, or online. And we actually have an article again on our website, How Do I Make a Complaint Against a Lawyer? And everything in there is in that article. Formally complaining, however, so if their complaint service is not able to help you, you can again make a formal complaint. And that's in that same article, How Do I Make a Complaint About My Lawyer? What if you have a problem with your bank? Well, every bank must have a complaints procedure and provide information about it to their customers. So you can call and ask them about it and try to resolve it informally again. They might have a feedback form or, you know, you can write to them. If it's not resolved, you can follow up by asking to speak to one of their customer relations staff. Again, be clear about what the problem is, what you want the bank to do. Take notes of any conversations, keep copies. You can complain to their to the Financial Dispute Resolution Scheme. So, you know, that's called being in deadlock if you get to that point, if you're not heard from them in 3 months. If you've reached deadlock, you can escalate it to one of these Financial Dispute Resolution Schemes. There's four of them in New Zealand. We have an article, What is a Financial Services Dispute Resolution Scheme and What Powers Do They Have?, which you could look up. But there's four, there's the Banking Ombudsman, there's the Insurance and Financial Services Ombudsman, there's the Financial Services Complaints Limited, and there's Financial Dispute Resolution Service. But they'll all belong to one. And we also have an article, How Do I Know Which Scheme My Financial Service Provider Belongs To? So take a look at that. Yep. So a financial service provider includes any business that deals with your money, lends you money, or gives you advice about money, like banks, insurance companies, financial advisors, superannuation schemes, finance companies, and credit card providers. So insurance companies, as I said, would also be part of one of those schemes. What about if it's a complaint you want to be at a teacher or a school? So firstly, you'd always try, if you can, try talking to the teacher first about the issue. If you're not able to, then you might want, you know, if you're not feel comfortable about that, you might want to go to the dean or the head teacher or the principal. If you're not satisfied with the outcome, then you could escalate it to the board school of trustees, the school's board of trustees, in writing and addressing it to the board chairperson, and they should investigate your complaint. You can also, if that doesn't resolve it, you can go to the Teaching Council of New Zealand. There's also, if your concern is about a teacher or a school using seclusion, you can contact the Ministry of Education. And then there's if you're an international student, there's different you know, they might handle things differently. But the Education Ministry will do that. And again, you could go to the Ombudsman. But again, they're all in that article of ours about how do I complain about a teacher or a school. So what about if you need to escalate it to a disputes body? So if you've gone through all that, you know, a disputes body investigates your complaint and tries to resolve it by providing mediation, hearing from all parties, and making a decision about how to resolve the issue. So how do you find the right disputes body? Well, obviously there's different ones for different complaints. So there's other ones like the power and gas companies, and there's one for communications, telecommunications, and like I've already mentioned, the financial services dispute resolution schemes. If there isn't a specific disputes body for your particular complaint, you may be able to apply to the disputes tribunal. And so again, before going, it's really good to find out how their process works, you know, what remedies or rulings they can make, whether they need to, you have to have first raised a formal complaint, you know, what are the fees, whether you will have to attend hearings, whether you'll be allowed to have someone else present, how long you can expect to wait. But you can ask us about all this stuff and look at these articles on our website. You should also figure out what the likelihood of succeeding in your complaint is. You know, do you have enough evidence? You know, if you're seeking payment from the other party, are they likely or able to pay if you win? So again, if you want help with anything that we've discussed tonight, please contact us here at CAB on 4716166 or on the online form on our website, which is www.cab.org.nz. And then on the yellow ribbon along the top, you'll see find a CAB and then contact us. Or pop in and see us at 155 Princess Street. 10:30 or 1:30 are good times, Monday to Thursday. Friday, 10:30 only because we close in the afternoon. Means the volunteers will then have lots of time to listen to and help your issue. But please do look through our website, www.cab.org.nz. All our articles are fact-checked by a national office legal team, so you can trust they're credible, and they're also written in plain English. So there's not a lot of legal speak and jargon, but all about your rights under the law in New Zealand and how to resolve your issues. So some of the articles I mentioned tonight or others of interest might be, how can I complain effectively in person? What are some tips for dealing with a dispute? How do I make a written or formal complaint? That's the one that has all those links to the templates. How do I escalate a complaint to a disputes body or service? How do I make a complaint to the Ombudsman? How do I get work and income decision reviewed if I disagree with it? How do I make a complaint about how inmates in prison are being treated? How do I make a complaint about how Oranga Tamariki has treated me? What should I expect from my lawyer? How do I make a complaint about my lawyer? And again, the one I mentioned earlier, how do I know what scheme my financial service provider belongs to? So you've got a lot of really great information on there. So Citizens Advice Bureau, like I said, is here to help you know, understand and exercise your rights and obligations under the law here in New Zealand and how to resolve your issues. Our help is free. Our advice is free. We help anyone about anything. We're independent of any government agency, and anything we talk about remains completely confidential. This Resettling in Aotearoa with Citizens Advice Bureau show plays on the second Wednesday of the month at 8:30 p.m. and then the following Thursday at 1 p.m. on ORFM 105.4 FM. The episodes are also available on podcast at www.oar.org.nz/shows/resettling-in-Aotearoa. If you have enjoyed the show tonight and found the information helpful, please share our show and the podcast with your friends, whānau and workmates. Ngā mihi ki a koe. For tuning in this evening, kia pai te pō. Have a great evening.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.